Shalom Aleichem, Abiyah 15613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Bechoros Daf Nun, Bechoros 50b, pagination is 100, dealing with coins and the type of valuation that they have. And we're told that there's something called Kesef Tsuri, the coins from Tyre that were the type that were in the time of Moshe. Those are genuine silver, no alloys. And then there's something else, which is called Kesef Medina. You could see it, the third line of Rashi. Sheminis shel Kesef Tsuri. It's an eighth of those other very authentic, original silver. It's an eighth of it. It has alloys in it, and it's not worth as much, but it's still called coinage, and sometimes we need clarification as to which type of coin we're referring to. So if we take a look at the Gemara, about 12 lines from the bottom, beginning of the line, Elei Itmar Hachi Itmar. This is what was said after some discussion and searching for clarification. Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav Asi, Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav Asi, Kol Kesef Katsu of HaOmer BaTorah, if there's a number of coins mentioned in the Torah, a specific number that has to be paid, Kesef Tsuri, that's talking about Kesef Tsuri, that's the coinage in the time of Moshe. Vishel Divrehem, but if there's an amount listed rabbinically by a legislation, like a fine, Kesef Medina, that's talking about the lesser type of coins that are worth an eighth in their valuation. If we skip two lines in the beginning of the next line, the Gemara gives us an example. The Tanan, as we learned, Hatokeya lachaveiro, a person who does a tokeya to his friend. So Rashi has two explanations. One explanation is the word tokeya, as in bal tokeya of Rosh Hashanah, a person who makes a sound, presumably a very loud sound, into the ear of his friend. There's a certain payment associated with that type of improper activity. Another approach is from the word tekias kaf, a handshake. Hatokea lachavero is that he slapped him. He used his hand, made contact. In any case, nosen lo sela. He has to give him this coin, a sela. Velote mosela arba zuzi, and don't think that this is the high valued sela of tsuri, which would be 4 zuzim, ela palga de zuza. On the contrary, it's an eighth of that. It's half a zuz. So a sela would be 4 zuzim, but the sela we're talking about is half a zuz. Zikari inshi sela palga de zuza, as the word usage exists. And now a story. Chanan Bisha, Chanan the bad one. In Yiddish, the schlechter. Toka le leahu gavra. He did this tekiya to a certain person. If we understand it's slapping, so he slapped. Also le kamed ravuna. The case came to Rav Huna. Amalei havle palga de zuza. He said, you have to pay up half a zuz, which proves that indeed the word sela, when it was used, meant half a zuz is the payment for such a thing. Now, this Chanan Bisha, this Chanan the bad one, havle zuza. He only had a full zuz with him. He didn't have a half coin with him. And this half, and this coin that he had was macha bahadei delonofik. It was in some way a defaced coin. Rashi says, shenifchasa tsuraso, the image, the imprint that was on it that really made it into a coin, that gave people that guarantee that it had the emperor's image on it, for example, and they knew that this was a minted coin, it was rubbed out. So it didn't have the best usage You'll remember, for example, that when Avram pays the coins to Ephron in Pashas Chayisara, so the expression is over la socher, that he used coins that could easily be spent. Because even if you have coins and a deed has that value, but it's not as easy to spend in certain circumstances. It's a cute thing we have in this country, for example, a Susan B. Anthony dollar. You have a $2 bill. You have different things, but people don't really want to do business with them. They exist. It exists. In any case, he had a coin that was actually rubbed out. It was still recognized as the coin. It was considered payment, but it wasn't ideal. So this Hanan Bisha, this Hanan bad one, is not only did he do wrong, but when he pays, he's going to pay in a degrading way, if you will. So to give him the bad coin, the guy didn't want to give it, then he wouldn't give change. So Hanan Bisha wants to give him this coin. He wants to unload it, wants to pay him because he slapped him. But a full zuz, the guy's not entitled to. He's entitled only to a half zuz. So tokalei acharina v'yavenelei. So Hanan Bisha slapped him again and says, well, if the first one was a half zuz payment, then I'll do it again, and now it's a full zuz payment, and now take the bad coin. That's Hanan Bisha. Now, I saw in one of the comments, they describe Hanan Bisha in the index as a well-known thief. If we do our research a bit, I don't believe that's a correct way to portray Hanan Bisha. He was a rough and tough guy, but he wasn't a known thief. On the contrary, Baba Kama Kuftes Vav, 115a, there's a description of the rule Takonas Hashok. If a person steals an item and then sells it to someone else, the buyer is left holding stolen goods that he paid for. When the owner catches up with the stolen goods and wants them back, so there's a rule, Takonas Hashuk, that we require the owner to pay the buyer for what he bought, what he spent. Because of Takonas Hashuk, a rectification of the marketplace, because otherwise people would be hesitant to buy things. Commerce would be stymied because people would be worried, maybe unbeknownst to me, it's stolen goods. Says Rashi, Takona Sashuk, Al Shekono Lokeach Beshuk Befarhesya, the buyer bought it publicly in the marketplace, Velo Havin Bo Shenignaf. He didn't know that it was stolen. Asula takana. There's a takana, a rectification on behalf of buyers. Shayishalim lo balabayis ma'osav, that the original owner should, when he retrieves his property, pay him what he paid the thief, so that people shouldn't be out that money. Amar Rava in the Gemara, over there in Baba Kama, if it's a public thief, a well-known thief, so if you bought it from such a person, there's no takonas hashuk. You acted with your own risk. It was a good deal, too good to be true. It was indeed too good to be true. Okay. Now we have a story over here, which is why I'm raising this topic. We have a story, Hanan Bisha, Gonav Gulima Vizavna. Hanan Bisha, Hanan the bad one, stole a article of clothing and he sold it. Osel Kamed Rav Huna, the Shaila came to Rav Huna. Apparently Rav Huna was the person who had to deal with him. He lived in his town, one of his balabatim. Amar Leile Ahu Gavra, so he told the person from whom the article of clothing was stolen, Zil Shari Aviteich, go pay for the collateral. He's referring to it almost like it's a mashkon, like it's a collateral. It's yours, but you have to pay for it. You can't just retrieve it. And the question over here is that if Hanan Bisha is a ganav of mefursam, he's a well-known guy in town, so then why would the person who originally owned this garment, when he comes to retrieve his garment, why does he have to pay? The rule of Takanas HaShuk, that he should have to pay, is only if it's a hidden thing, a thing that the buyer couldn't anticipate. But if you bought it from Hanan Bisha, so that's ganav mefursam, and there should be no Takanas HaShuk, and the owner should not have to pay. And the Gemara answers, Nehi de mefursam lebishusa. Hanan Bisha, he had this wonderful last name that he acquired because he was well known for practical jokes and for troublemaking. That's true. That's what he's well known for. But Liginivusa lo mefursam, he's not known as a thief. And we get a fairly good picture as to what this Hanan Bisha would typically do and what he would not do. He was not known as a thief. To portray him as a well-known thief does not seem to be accurate. And again, going back to our Gemara, why was this story brought up? To recognize that the payments described on a rabbinic level are dealing with coins that are an eighth of the Tsuri coins, the tire coins that were pure silver. These coins have alloys in them, and the payment described as a sela was referring to Kesef Medina, where it's palga de zuza, it's half a zuz, which is an eighth of the tire coins. And that segues nicely into the story with Hanan Bisha, as not nicely as his behavior is, but quite smooth description that he owed a half zuz. He only had a zuz, so he brought his bill up to a zuz and then gave this inferior coin as payment. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.